This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In a major diplomatic breakthrough, the United States and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war. The agreement brokered through intermediaries calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95 within hours of the announcement. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the deal in Washington, calling it a win for diplomacy. He also said that it is a big day for world peace. In a statement, he said the United States would assist in managing maritime traffic and ensure stability in the region during this period. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. In a statement, he announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. He said this will take place via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme National Security Council claimed a historic victory, asserting the U.S. accepted Tehran's 10-point plan. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between the United States and Iran. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. The ministry stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy, essential to bringing an early end to the ongoing conflict. It added that the conflict has already caused immense suffering to people and disrupted global energy supply and trade networks. Meanwhile, in view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Indian Embassy in Iran has advised Indian nationals who are currently in Iran to expeditiously exit Iran in coordination with the embassy and using the route suggested by the embassy. In the advisory, it said that there should be no attempt to approach any international land border without prior consultation and coordination with the embassy. Meanwhile, it has requested Indian nationals to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted through mobile numbers +9891-2810-9115, +9891-2810-9109, +9891-2810-9102. And +9899321793 59. The email of the embassy is cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. The Reserve Bank of India has kept interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. Announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today said that the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 5% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate remains at 5.50%.
Of April to deliberate and decide on the policy repo rate after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. The MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged under the liquidity facility at 5.25%. Consequently, the STF rate remains at 5% and the MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
Monetary Policy Committee has also expected that GDP for the last financial year will be at 7.6%, while for the current fiscal, it will be at 6.9%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has proven to be highly beneficial in promoting self-employment among the youth. The scheme, which was launched in 2015, has completed 11 years today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the success of the scheme has shown that when individuals are provided with the right opportunities, they can become self-reliant and also contribute significantly to the nation's progress. He said that PM Mudra Yojana has redefined access to credit by empowering millions with the confidence to dream and the means to fulfill it. And that is the end of this news bulletin.